The Pentagon was built in the early 1940s, just outside Washington, in an area that once was home to freed slaves. Many of the families who settled there now live just a few miles away and were directly in the flight path of the plane that hit the Pentagon on Tuesday. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Arlington View is a cluster of little houses looking over a jumble of four-lane highways directly into the gaping black hole of the Pentagon's west side. The people who live here are lifelong residents. As a little girl, 68-year-old Esther Britton actually lived down the hill on the edge of the swamps on which the Pentagon is constructed.
So it was just a big hole down there. And of course, it looked so strange to us because everything that we knew had four sides. And this particular thing had five. And then they said Pentagon, well, okay, that's it. So it was five-sided.
Before the big hole, there was a little church, which had already been displaced to make way for Arlington Cemetery. When the government came calling again to build the Pentagon, Britton's father and other church elders moved themselves and their church to a hill about a mile away.
So they built just a little wooden, just I'll say shack. You could look through the floors and see the dirt on the ground. And at the time, we didn't have many members, but the few that we had stuck together.
And they have prospered. Mount Olive Baptist Church grew to 2,000 members. Modest homes were built around it. But this idyllic black community has never been without a struggle. Interstate highways have encroached. Developers have come calling. Some of the old ones have died. Descendants have sold and moved away. And now Mount Olive is the center of a community whose foundations, Esther and her husband Bradley Britton say, were literally shaken last Tuesday.
The teacher over there had a group of children out playing, and it was so low, the children fell on the ground, fell to the ground, thought the plane was going to hit them.
I'm just heartbroken. I am heartbroken. And I'd often said that it was going to happen here. And just like I said, it did. I had no idea that I would be here to see it. I mean, you just can't keep hurting other people. And we have done our share. We've done our share as far as destroying other lands and whatnot. And I knew it was going to turn around.
Despite the danger the residents of Arlington View feel living so near the Pentagon, they also feel connected to it. Many, including the Britons, have worked there. Sunday, the members of Mount Olive wore red, white, and blue ribbons, held prayer vigils, and like 18-year-old Tony Mason, looked for ways to help.
We're going to go to the Salvation Army and basically just pack food for the firemen and the rescue search people who are over there at the Pentagon searching for the remaining bodies.
So why are you doing this?
Actually, one of my aunts is still missing in action in the Pentagon. My uncle's wife's sister is missing. Still have not returned home or had any calls to the family.
With 127 years of meeting challenges behind them, the parishioners of Mount Olive Baptist Church are facing one more threat to their community, secure in their faith and in their history. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.